Network Controller is a scalable and highly available server role that enables you to automate the configuration of network infrastructure instead of performing manual configuration of network devices. In this demo, we will see how we can use System Center 2016 VMM to deploy a highly available 3-node network controller. Software-defined networking provides a method to centrally configure and manage physical and virtual network devices such as routers, switches, gateways in your data center. While you can still use your existing physical switches, routers, and other hardware devices, you can achieve deeper integration between the virtual network and the physical network if these devices are designed for compatibility with software-defined networking. SDN helps in abstracting your application and workloads from underlying physical network by virtualizing network, also centralizing, defining, and controlling policies that govern both physical and virtual networks. Let's look at the data center environment we have host running Windows Server 2016. We will be using this environment to deploy the network controller. As part of the prerequisites, we have already created a management logical network and have deployed logical switches on all the hosts. We have already imported a Windows Server 2016 VHD to library server, which will be used to install the OS on the network controller VMs. There are few custom resources publicly available on TechNet that can help us with this deployment. The first custom resource is NC setup script, which takes care of network controller installation. The next two custom resources are for storing the trust certificates. We have already stored a SSL certificate. The next thing we need to do is to import the service template readily available on TechNet. Let's go to the properties of service template and customize our deployment. In OS configuration page, we can link the template to Windows Server 2016 VHD we had stored in our library. Let's provide the VM a name and the product key. Now we can go ahead and deploy the service, specify a name to the service instance, and select the management network. During the network controller deployment, we need to provide few more details. The first thing we need is an Active Directory-based security group. Members of this group will be able to communicate with the network controller. Details around diagnostic, log share are optional. Specify the details of local admin account on the VM. Specify the detail of management user runners account, which will prepare the network controller. We also have to specify the AD-based management security group. Members of this group have the management permissions on the network controller. We then specify the fully qualified name of the REST endpoint of the network controller service, and lastly specify the password of the SSL certificate. The SSL certificate is used to create a trust relationship between VMM and the network controller. We can now go ahead and deploy the service. The deployment of the service will take some time to complete. Once it is completed, we can go ahead and onboard it to VMM as a network service. We will go to the Fabric workspace and use the Add Network Service wizard for the same. Specify a name, select Make and Model, select the Run as account with permissions to configure the service, and specify the connection string for the network service. Review the certificates. Once all the details are added, we can click on Scan Provider, which will try to identify the network controller service. We then go ahead and select the host group that will be managed by the network controller and complete the wizard. Once the network controller is successfully onboarded to VMM, we can go ahead and onboard other edge services, namely gateway and software load balancer. This is how VMM provides an easy to use template based mechanism to deploy a network controller. Here are links to System Center 2016 Virtual Machine Manager documentation and blog. Thanks for watching the video.